Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Recreationally, they're great fun. On the farm, they're handy, utilized for more and more chores these days. All-terrain vehicles, ATVs. Handled properly, the above is all true. Handled improperly, that's not good news.
Even with all the prevention efforts we've had, we still are averaging about 750 people killed nationally every year. That's a lot of people. That's, you know, that's like three jumbo jets.
Mark Pershowitz, UK Extension Safety Specialist, says Kentucky and West Virginia have each experienced about 500 ATV fatalities over the past 20 years, about the same as California and Texas.
So on a per capita basis, you can say that Kentucky and West Virginia are perhaps the two most dangerous states are the two most likely places to get killed by an ATV. So here in Kentucky, we really need to talk about this.
ATV operator classes are recommended. Safety gear is critical, and so is a little common sense when it comes to speed.
If people are going too fast or turning too tight or not shifting their body weight, or if they're overmatched for the machine, which is common with children, we have plenty of kids getting killed. These things will tip over and crush people.
ATVs are not supposed to be used on the road where they can grip and grab and don't have the same handling properties as they do off-road. Recommended safety gear includes boots, gloves, and above all, a helmet. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home, lot, and construction loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we deal with every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your financing needs, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
UK Extension Farm Safety Specialist Mark Pershowitz says there are no specific ATV fatality statistics which necessarily indicate that recreational use is any more or less dangerous than use of the vehicles as farm tools.
I suppose the one saving grace for farm use is that people tend to go a little slower, but I'm not sure that's always true.
He is sure that ATV manufacturers nowadays offer many more tool attachments, making them more handy for more chores, like adding spray tanks, which can be tricky.
Like a 50-gallon plastic tank will go on the back of an ATV, sitting up high right behind the driver's back and head, and that really raises the center of gravity. So if you've got liquid sloshing around in there and, you know, 50 gallons of liquid, that's 400 pounds. Get that sloshing around, it's going to really affect the center of gravity and makes it more easy to turn over.
So let's be careful out there. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.